Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So if I say to you trash panda, what does that make you think of?
Raccoons and my children.
Australia has trash parrots. This was published in Science this summer. Researchers, they dove into the spread of foraging culture among the sulfur-crested cockatoo.
Sulfur-crested cockatoo?
Yes. So it's a big white parrot with the cockatoos have the feathers that stand up on the top of their head like a mohawk. Yes.
Like the little guy at Northwest Eden Pet who's actually quite huge.
Yes. And the when I say big, I mean like over, you know, over 12 inches. They're big parrots. And they've got yellow crests. And then sometimes the underwing feathers are kind of yellow. And they're all over Australia, Sydney, that kind of thing. It's a wild bird. But they live for around 40 years and they are wicked smart.
Yes, I have heard that like a lot of the parrots are ridiculously smart, especially the chatty ones.
Yeah, well, and in addition to being smart, Richard Major is a bird ecologist, and he noticed, he was out one day, and they've got the trash bins with the lid that flips over like we have here in Spokane. A lot of people have those. Well, he noticed a cockatoo on an open can, and it was gnawing on a chicken bone. And he was like, well, that's cannibalism. And it's also kind of weird because they don't normally forage from trash, and they're also fruit and seed eaters.
Oh.
And so he's like, well, that's weird. But then he saw several birds actually opening bins.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
And he shot some video and he sent it to a colleague, Barbara Klump at the Max Planck Institute. And Barbara noticed that what seems easy to us, opening a trash can with a flip top, is actually a whole bunch of complicated steps.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to land on the can. You've got to figure out where you're standing. You've got to open it. Do you use your beak? Do you use your feet? All these different things. Well, they were like, this is odd. And they started doing surveys. And over 2 years of asking people if they saw birds snacking from their garbage bins, reports in Sydney from residents went from 3 neighborhoods to 44 over 2 years.
Boy.
Right? They thought the birds have to be teaching each other.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. And not only that, but family groups had different techniques. So they went out and she said for a while there, she'd see people. Apparently there were Facebook groups and they were like, what is the crazy bird lady doing in our park? Because they were marking cockatoos in different groups. So, you know, like blue dot group, red dot group, this kind of thing. So they could see different behaviors. And some birds would open the cans with their feet or their beaks only. And some preferred to open on the left side or the right side. While those differences may seem small or kind of silly, it's actually a super cool example of subcultures in cockatoo groups. Like, we only open it this way in our group, in our neighborhood. And in the neighborhood over, they only open it a completely different way.
Wow. That is very interesting sociologically.
Right. And the farther apart the birds were geographically, the more different their bin opening style was.
I'm just trying to imagine because our bins, even the smaller ones, are the lid is kind of heavy and it's unwieldy. And they've got those short little legs.
They did find that male birds were more often opened the lids than female birds, and they are slightly bigger. But now it's an arms race to keep the birds out of the trash.
Of course. I was just thinking like a fancy carabiner and two holes. Then you have a fancy carabiner with a padlock and
then the birds are like using lock picking tools.
Yeah, like they're down there working on the hinge. They're like, that's okay. There's two sides to this bin lady.
That's all right. We're just going to chew our way in. Yeah. So birds hacking garbage cans.
Although I do think that part of me would want to sit out there and watch every evening to see what they're going to do and how they're going to do it.
I know. I would be like, okay, this time.
All right. He's digging in. Get the hose out. But good job opening it.
Oh, motion. Go back to the motion detector sprinkler.
Go back to the bird feeder, you guys.
Go back to the trees. Stop eating the chicken bones.
Yes. Yeah, that cannibalisticness is a little creepy.
Not super great.
No. If you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also check out our Instagram and our Facebook page. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.